morning and welcome to Apple a Day. It's Lake Region Healthcare's health and wellness show where we feature news and information you can use to live a healthier life. I am Katie Johnson, your host, and my guest today is Joey Kugler. She is a registered dietitian, licensed dietitian here at Lake Region Healthcare, and she's here to help us celebrate March as National Nutrition Month. And I think we're going to talk a little bit about National Diabetes Alert Day too. So thanks for joining me, Joey.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
There is so much to talk about. So we'll jump right in and talk a little bit about you and your background first, and then we'll get into the topic at hand. Tell us about you and your role at Lake Region Healthcare.
Yeah, I'm a newer grad, registered dietitian. I completed my undergraduate degree at South Dakota State University and then my Master's of Science at Concordia College up in Moorhead. And I've been here at Lake Region since July as a clinical dietitian working in the main hospital and the cancer center as well.
So what do you do in that role for someone that maybe doesn't know?
Yeah, so I work a lot with the inpatients, the people that are on the medical surgical floors, as well as the ICU intensive care unit, and just help them figure out nutrition, whether they lose appetite, need more to eat more, to keep up their strength and energy levels, and to heal faster and appropriately, depending on their condition.
It's amazing the role that food plays in healing and in prevention, and I think that's part of the reason that March is designated as National Nutrition Month every year. It's sponsored by the American Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, and they say that it's a time to learn about making informed food choices and developing healthy eating and physical activity habits. That was right from their website. So they chose a theme this year called Beyond the Table. Can you explain a little more about why that's the theme?
Yeah, so Beyond the Table wants to address the farm to fork aspect of nutrition, from the food production and distribution to when it finds its way to the grocery stores, farmers markets, and the plates in our homes. So it includes homes' food safety as well, food storage practices, making sure you're avoiding increasing your risk of foodborne illnesses, which can make you sicker. And also, not just around dining table, nutrition around the dining table, but what you're eating on the go, what you eat at schools and restaurants, or even at games and events. So
sure, table is kind of mobile these days. Exactly. Sometimes, right? There's lots of places that table could be. That's awesome. So I understand there are four concepts that we're focusing on with this Beyond the Table theme. So I thought maybe we could talk about each one of them. The first one is staying nourished on a budget. What are some of your top tips for choosing healthy options that are also affordable?
Yeah, I really like to talk about this topic because eating a balanced diet doesn't have to be expensive. It can be affordable and easy to come by. So my go-to tips for shopping on a budget include planning your meals around items that are on sale or you have coupons for, or items that you always have on hand in your home. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to purchase as many when you go up. Mm-hmm. You can make a grocery list as well with this when you're going through your cabinets, and it decreases your chance of grabbing foods and other items that aren't on said list, therefore saving you money when you go shopping.
So. Yeah, that's why is that so tempting to do, to buy those things that we don't need? Or we forget that we already have it in the cupboard and we buy another one, and pretty soon we have five boxes or five cans of the same thing. So that planning ahead is a really good tip. And I like the budgeting or eating well on a budget concept too, because so often you hear that people have this perception that eating healthy is too expensive, and they use that as maybe somewhat of an excuse. And I like your tips for offering ways around that. So the second tip is, or the second theme is, seeing a registered dietitian. How can RDs help you with efforts to eat healthy beyond the table? And how can someone get connected with an RD?
Yeah, there are many dietitians everywhere. They have specific specialties. Some of them are focused on food freedom and helping your relationship with food, and just if you need a direction in the way of nutrition, they can also help you with that. So if you need tips for planning meals, or you don't know how to nourish your body the best, how many calories you need, what protein you need, how to balance your carbs, and all of that sort of thing. Dietitians can help you with that. If you have certain gastrointestinal disorders, they can help you manage your symptoms. And everybody's body is so different that the information you see online isn't going to work for everybody. So finding dietitians that can sit down, see if they're a good fit for you. A lot of them offer one-on-one consultations for free, too, to see if they would be a good fit to work with you. So there's a lot of things dietitians can do rather than just planning meals for you and giving you a meal plan. They can help you dig into what you're doing and how to change that.
Yeah, so. Sounds like a really valuable resource to have a kind of a personal food coach. The third theme is all about variety, eating a variety of foods from all different food groups. Why is this important?
Yeah, eating a variety of foods from every food group helps ensure that we're consuming enough nutrients. Different foods have different macronutrients and micronutrients, like those protein, carbs, fats, vitamins, minerals, all of that good stuff. So if we're eating a variety of various diet, we can ensure that we're getting all those properly, and you don't need to take as many supplements that way either, and don't need to worry about that. And being avoiding deficiencies can help prevent other health conditions as well, and help improve your chances of recovering quicker if you do have proper amounts of vitamins and minerals as well.
Yeah, so all about that balance. Finally, the fourth one is eating with the environment in mind. How can we do that?
Yeah, so food production and distribution can have a big impact on our environment, just the way their things are processed and distributed throughout the whole country most times, and especially in animal products, they produce a lot of greenhouse emissions and that sort of thing. So there's some things like trying to do more plant-based meals throughout the week. There's some people that do meatless Mondays where they just designate one day out of the week where they don't have any meat and they use beans or legumes, different meatless protein options, just to have that little bit of an impact, because a little goes a long way. So, and then finding recipes where you can incorporate leftovers as well, just to help prevent food waste and that sort of thing.
So. Yeah, that's a really good way to keep the environment in mind. We had Cedar Walters on the show not that long ago, and it was shocking to me to learn how much food waste there really is, and what an impact that has. So the environment is an important part of our food. As I mentioned at the beginning, we're also coming up on a day that is designated to put us on alert for our risk for type 2 diabetes. This is coming up on March 26th, and it's called Diabetes Alert Day. I believe also a program of the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. And I'm curious if you can tell us a little bit more about what type 2 diabetes is and how prevalent it is as a condition.
Yeah, type 2 diabetes is a condition that happens because of a problem with the way the body regulates and uses sugar as fuel. And the sugar in our body is called glucose. This long-term condition results in too much sugar circulating throughout our blood in our bodies. Eventually, high blood sugar levels can lead to disorders of the circulatory, nervous, and immune systems, and even losing weight, eating well, and exercising can help you manage this disease in the long run. For prevalency, there are approximately 37.3 million Americans, or about 11.3% of the U.S. population, that have diabetes. Around 96 million people have prediabetes, which increases your risk of developing type 2 diabetes.
Excuse me, when you say 11% of the population has diabetes, but I didn't catch the exact number, but it's a much larger number of people who have pre-diabetes, and if I understand right, it's something that can be prevented with lifestyle, eating better, exercising better. So that's why we want to be on the alert for that pre-diabetes stage and think about what we can do to prevent it. What are the symptoms of either pre-diabetes or diabetes?
Yeah, everyone is different, so symptoms can vary for everyone, but they may include tiredness and fatigue, blurred vision, increased thirst, increased urination, slower healing times, dry or itchy skin, or even pain and numbness in your extremities, so your hands, feet, legs, and that sort of thing.
So some things to be on the lookout for. Like we said, both preventable and reversible with lifestyle changes. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yes, in most cases, you can take steps to either delay or prevent type 2 diabetes. If you know you're at risk of developing type 2 diabetes, then working towards lifestyle changes can help you accomplish a healthy weight. Those are beneficial. If you're overweight or if you have weight to lose, losing just 5-7% of your body weight can cut your risk of developing type 2 diabetes in half.
Wow. So, and 5-7% isn't a lot, yeah, right? Just small steps. Is there anything else that you would like our listeners to know about either National Nutrition Month and those kind of four themes that we talked about, or about Diabetes Alert Day?
Yeah, I would just encourage the listeners not to be discouraged if they aren't currently doing something that was mentioned today, or they feel overwhelmed. Nutrition and health is a lifelong process, and taking small steps can help make you reach your goal just as well as going head first. So, and doing this can help you stick with it in the long run too. So
those small steps are so much more sustainable.
Exactly.
Right?
Yes.
So start small and just keep taking those small steps. Yeah. I really like that. One thing I forgot to mention too, I think that there is a calculator or a risk test on the Diabetes Alert page. So something that just takes a minute to fill out if you think diabetes is something that you might be concerned about for yourself or a loved one. We'll make sure and share that link in on our website and in our show notes as well. How about one health tip? I always like to ask my interviewees if you could offer just one tip to our listeners today. What would Joey Kugler's health tip be?
My tip is always to try not to think of nutrition as black and white, good or bad. Everything can fit into a healthy and balanced lifestyle. It just may look different once you start making those changes. Maybe you can't have something as often or in as big of portions, but you don't need to completely cut something out of your diet, unless, of course, you're allergic to it or it causes you bigger problems than if you were to include it. So nutrition isn't as simply good or bad, and if thinking of it that way can sometimes lead to worse outcomes, then
that's a really good point. Sometimes if we deprive ourselves of something, yeah, it is a more drastic response that we end up having to that, or that we end up making. So all things in moderation is the key. I like it. That's a great tip. Joey Kugler, thanks for joining me this morning and for all of your insights on National Nutrition Month, around Beyond the Table, staying nourished on a budget, how an RD or a registered dietitian can help you, the importance of eating varieties of foods from all the food groups, eating with the environment in mind, and of course being alert on March 26th to our risk for prediabetes. So much helpful information. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Joey Kugler, registered dietitian and licensed dietitian at Lake Region Healthcare, my guest today on Apple a Day. Joey and Katie reminding you, at Lake Region Healthcare, we are here for you always. Have a great day.